This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 4, 5, and 6, covering the light of dawn, keep your heart with all vigilance, the danger of the forbidden woman, rejoice in the wife of your youth, and go to the ant. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father,
and that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
Thank you.
A reading from Luke chapter 11. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools! Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love creation on your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The text for our meditation is the reading from St. Luke, the 11th chapter, and especially these words. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it. Dear friends in Christ, there are two things that stand out in this morning's text, and the first is this. Jesus is a terrible dinner guest. Incredibly rude and surprisingly uncouth. Now you might think that dinner with your disagreeable friends on the progressive left is unpleasant when Donald Trump's name comes up in conversation. But for the Pharisees, dinner with our Lord is even worse. Our mothers taught us that when we are guests in Rome, we ought to do as the Romans do. If our host has a particular custom at table in his own home, we as his guests ought to indulge him to avoid giving offense. Jesus, however, can't be bothered even to participate in his host's practice of ceremonial washing before he eats. And not only does he not participate, he uses that very custom as a springboard to hurl the worst kind of abuse. You fool! And three, woe to yous. Now the second difficulty is that the text is composed entirely of law. There is a reason why you won't find it anywhere in the 1 year or 3 year lectionaries. Because every Lutheran sermon is supposed to be comprised of both law and gospel. But how would you preach a text like this to your people on a Sunday morning? This is why we chapel preachers always pray that Dr. Grimm will assign an easy text that breaks down the line as equal parts law and gospel. Thank you, Dr. Grimm. And yet there is great value in a text like Luke 11. For the gospel is always there if you look for it, And the truth is that in his harshest statements, Jesus teaches us that, like you, the people need to hear the law in all its severity, with no punches pulled. You might think that Jesus' woes are directed to and should be reserved for the worst of sinners, and in that you are absolutely correct. They are directed both at you and the people to whom you will preach. For woe to you! The reality is, you are dead as dust. Woe to you! For though your heart may be as healthy as an Olympic athlete, it is that heart, your heart, that daily spews forth the sickness of evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, lies, and slanders. Woe to you! For though you keep up good appearances to people in the church, to your co-workers, to your fellow seminarians and your professors, inside you there is jealousy, greed, malice, and every form of evil. And even if you are able to avoid gross outward sins, even if you keep your dark fantasies hidden away in your mind, they cannot be hidden from the eyes of the Almighty Judge. You are not nearly as good as you think you are, or as you like people to think. Indeed, you are worse than you are capable of knowing. Your self-love produces thoughts that, if reflected on a screen, would make even the roughest of men hide their faces in shame. Behold the sin of the world, your sin that takes away the Lamb of God. Repent. But blessed are you, O sinner, for Jesus is the friend of sinners. Blessed are you who are dead in transgressions, for Jesus is your resurrection. Blessed are you who are sick, for Jesus is your healing. Blessed are you, for Jesus came to absorb all of your woes into his body on the holy cross. Blessed are you, for Jesus was laid in an unmarked grave and was trampled underfoot in your stead. Jesus didn't come down from heaven to reform you, to teach you how to win the favor of his Father, or to show you some secret way of salvation. He came down from heaven to die a hellish death out of love for you. He came down from heaven to take on your nature, to have blood and bone, skin and hair, a soul and body just like you, and as a man to do what you could not do, indeed what you did not want to do for yourself. For he came to keep the laws that you have shattered and to have his obedience reckoned to you. He came to have a clean heart, a pure conscience, a perfect faith and love, and to place all of these on you and in you. He came to be all sins of all sinners on that bloody tree. He becomes your lust that you might become his love. He becomes your greed that you might become his charity. He becomes your ugliness so that you might become his beauty. He is all your evil that he might make you to be all his good. And in this blessed exchange, he makes you to be sons and daughters of the living God. He is merciful, not counting your sins against you, but grabbing those sins and taking them into his body, that in his body he might destroy them once and for all, making clear the path to the heavenly kingdom. That is the gospel, even in texts like this. It is the gospel message by which the church lives. That is the message by which you, speaking in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, will save the souls of those who hear. And so we will all, together with the glorious company of the apostles, the angels and archangels, and all the company of heaven, dwell where Jesus remains, in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Thank you.
In our prayers, we remember Pastor Lee Genter of Concordia Lutheran Ministries, who has suffered a heart attack. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. O Lord, keep your church in your perpetual mercy, and because without you we cannot but fall, preserve us from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, look down from heaven, behold, visit and relieve your servant Lee, for whom we pray. Look upon him with the eyes of your mercy, and give him comfort and sure confidence in you. Defend him from every danger to body and soul, and keep him in peace and safety. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.